We are having our annual statewide fall classic competition in Bryan College Station. It starts on Thursday, October 8th, and will end the late afternoon of October 10th.
How many athletes?
Boy, I think we're probably expecting about 1,500 athletes at this competition.
Along with coaches and families.
Along with at least that many coaches and families and supporters and all kinds of people. It'll be a great competition. We're going to come in and make our presence known in Bryan College Station.
At the risk of forgetting some of the sports, if you can run down the best you can on the sports and the venues.
Sure. We are going to be holding an aquatics competition that's going to be at the Natatorium right there on campus. Our bocce competition and our softball competitions are going to be held at Veterans Park in College Station. Our golf competition is going to be held at the Phillips Event Center at Briarcrest Country Club. And then our Athlete Village is going to be held at the Brazos Expo Center in Bryan.
And there's a call for volunteers.
Yes, we are still short quite a few volunteers, especially on Friday. I know it's a work day and a school day for everybody, but our competition will still be held that day. So Friday, October 9th, we have a huge need for volunteers, especially at our aquatics, our bocce, and our, well, all of them, I guess, aquatics, bocce, golf, softball, and Athlete Village.
How does one go about signing up?
The easiest way to sign up is to go to the Special Olympics Texas website, and it's www.sotx.org. And right there on the front page, you'll see a Get Ready for Fall Classic photo. You can click on that link and then click on the volunteer link, and it will take you right to the volunteer sign-up page.
And what are some of the opportunities that are available?
Well, you know, it really depends on what venue you're at. Our day of event volunteers won't be playing aside our athletes, so they don't need to worry about knowing any of the rules for the sports or getting in the pool with the athletes or anything like that. Mostly they'll be the scorekeepers, the timers, the escorts, the people who present the awards to our volunteers, the stagers, making sure that they're lined up in the right, you know, order for their heats and stuff like that. It's everything is a real hands-on opportunity for the volunteers and a good chance to get to meet some of our great athletes.
Anything else that I've missed that listeners here in Bryan College Station need to know?
Just dress for the weather. Don't know what it's going to be like, hot, cool, rain, who knows. So dress for the weather. Only we ask that everybody wear tennis shoes, closed-toe shoes for comfort because they'll be standing on their feet most of their shifts. And, you know, the only other thing I'd like to say is, you know, if people don't feel comfortable coming out and volunteering, if they just want to come out and be fans in the stands, we'd love to have them there cheering on the teams and cheering on the athletes because lots of times that's what we're missing. We don't have that cheering section and stuff, so you know, even if they don't feel comfortable coming out and visiting or they only have an hour or two to come out and watch, we'd still love to have them there. A lot of people don't think that it is that important, but it truly is. When you have people cheering for you, it makes you go that extra mile and try that little bit harder and stuff. So it is very important.